Hello and welcome to Tech Talk, where you'll hear the latest in technology and investment trends directly from the trendsetters. I'm your host, Fritz Spencer, member of Eisner Amper's Technology and Life Sciences Group, and with me today is an impressive entrepreneur and the 2023 Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal CFO of the Year honoree, Andre Creighton, co-founder and chief financial officer of TurnSignal. Andre was instrumental in scaling TurnSignal to a nationwide presence this past fall. Andre, it's great to have you here with me today.
Yeah, Fritz, thank you for having me, and I appreciate the gracious introduction. Thank you so much for that.
Much deserved, much deserved. So to get us started, in 2 to 3 sentences, can you explain TurnSignal to our audience?
Absolutely. So TurnSignal is a mobile platform that connects you in real time to an attorney when you're pulled over or you're in an accident. So you can press one button or use voice command, and it'll connect you to an attorney in whatever jurisdiction you're in. So if you're in Minnesota and you cross over the river into Wisconsin, you will get a criminal attorney from Wisconsin that can guide you through that traffic stop. Or if you're in an accident, you'll get a PI attorney in Wisconsin, and we are nationwide now. So we cover anywhere in the country, and you will get an attorney from that jurisdiction.
Wow. So on-demand attorney in my pocket at all times.
Absolutely. Yeah. We usually say ride with an attorney in your passenger seat. It's kind of our slogan.
I like it. So you kind of mentioned it a little bit there, but what exactly is the problem that TurnSignal is solving?
Yeah. So during COVID, I think everyone's kind of searching for a way to figure out what's next for them in their life, just really doing some soul searching. And that was just it for me and my other two co-founders, Jazz and Michael. We've been friends forever. Michael and I grew up in St. Paul, and we knew the Castile family very well. So when Philandles tragically lost his life during a traffic stop, it didn't sit too well. And then George Floyd happens, and you know, Minnesota became the epicenter of some of these tragic events. And we said, what are we as three professionals, a finance guy, a tech sales guy, and then also attorney, doing to be a part of the change we want to see? So we started TurnSignal.
Wow. So you saw that problem and immediately just hopped on to solving it. And so let me know, what is your target audience looking like for this application then?
So we actually operate in a dual-sided marketplace. If you're a user, a B2C user, you can go on to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the app. It's $6.99 a month or $60 a year. However, our bigger play is that we actually go to companies like Eisner Amper, and they bring it on as an employee benefit to their employees. So we have, you know, 30 plus actual organizations that have brought this on to their employees, 100% employer subsidized. And how it works is the employee will get the benefit similar to health, dental, vision, and you get 5 dependents for free.
Wow. So it seems like it's definitely built for scaling with corporations and being a benefit platform as well. Something that a company could really entice new employers or new employees rather to join because they have these different types of benefits. So Andre, you mentioned that, you know, a user of this application is going to be actively involved with police. I'm interested, has there been buy-in from the police authorities for your application, and they're aware of what you guys are doing in their jurisdictions?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, whenever we enter a jurisdiction, we do our best to ensure that we meet with law enforcement to let them know when they see a TurnSignal bumper sticker on the back of their car, that should be the safest interaction they're going to have today, right? Because there's an attorney on the side holding both sides accountable. We always say that there's 3 things that we want to do in these interactions. That's de-escalate the interaction, protect driver's civil rights, and make sure that both the driver and law enforcement get home safely to their families, because that's the most important thing.
Great. I love to hear it. Got to have both sides, you know, aware of what's going on, and that way, you know, there's no issues coming out of it.
Absolutely.
And you talked a little bit about the program itself, and it sounds like it's a SaaS system with a mobile app or something like that. Can you tell me a little bit more about the technology?
Yeah. So from a tech stack perspective, it's similar to a FaceTime. So you press one button or use voice command. Within seconds, you get an attorney that pops up on the screen. The attorneys on their side, they can toggle on their availability similar to like Uber or Lyft. So obviously if an attorney's out having a couple of cocktails, we don't want them on the platform. And it tracks your geolocation. So that's the way that we're able to connect you to attorney in said jurisdiction. And it's not a Rolodex. We did a lot of work with law enforcement early on to let them know what we were doing. And some of the feedback we got was, we don't want to get to a window and have someone say, hold on, wait a second, I'm getting my attorney. So actually it calls all the attorneys in said jurisdiction simultaneously.
So you guys have a pool of attorneys in the local area that are ready and available, just like a Lyft with surge pricing, ready to go to help these help people during these traffic events. Have you guys focused in on these types of events? Is it really traffic, or do you guys have a specialization, or do you know ahead of time what kind of call you're getting brought into?
Yeah, so there's two buttons and they route to two different things. So if it's a traffic stop, there's a traffic stop button. If it's an accident, there's an accident button. And that, like I said before, you can use voice command, hey Siri, hey Google, I'm being pulled over, or I've been in an accident, it'll connect you to whatever attorney is servicing that. So whether it's a criminal or a PI attorney.
Awesome. So what kind of feedback have you been getting from your customer base? What do they love? What do they dislike? What are you changing?
Yeah, the feedback has been super positive. We recently had, so we get about 130 calls per month across the country. So it is being used quite frequently. We recently had a customer who was a mother who got this platform for their son, and their son was rear-ended, and 16-year-old, first-time driver, and he didn't know what to do there in the interaction. And the guy was like, hey, I don't need your insurance. Like, I'll just pay for it. And he started to feel weird. So he called, he used turn signal. And we found out in New Jersey, there's actually a law that says you have to call police if it's over a certain amount of damage. The police gets there and end up finding out that the guy actually is over the limit. So this is just an instance where not only did it help this individual in this interaction, but also it prevented this driver from continuing to be on the road and potentially harming someone else later down the line.
Wow. That's an amazing story. And I love how real world it is, because I mean, so many of us out there have been in those situations, myself included. You know, I don't know many who have avoided a traffic incident in their life. So we talked a little bit earlier about your transition. You said, you know, you were the finance guy before and you've kind of switched careers. You're now in a co-founding and a technology startup. Tell me a little bit more about how those changes happen and how you pivoted from those different career paths or points.
Yeah, you know, my early career started out in tax at various firms, from Lurie, which is now Eisner Amper, to Baker Tilly, then to corporate conglomerate Cargill. And what I always say is that those experience were like a combination of building that foundation that I needed to be able to do this and do this job well. You know, obviously I don't do anything in silos. I have to obviously thank my other co-founders and also our employees, because they do a lot of the day-to-day hard work that I know nothing about, right, from a technology standpoint.
Got it. So you've gone through a lot of these different changes. You had to learn a lot, I'm sure. Is there anything that you know, want to brag about when it comes to turn signal?
Yeah, I mean, we recently just signed our largest deal being embedded into a legal plan. So you could think of like a MetLife, an ARAG. They provide legal insurance to a lot of employees on a voluntary basis. We're now embedded into LegalEase, and they go and they source that to a lot of corporations. We also have started to delve into working with OEMs, so a lot of the auto manufacturers, to actually get into the dashboard, so similar to like an OnStar. So our goal is that every car, every vehicle, whether it's a Ford or a Volvo or a GMC, that when they roll off the lot, it'll have turn signal already embedded into the dashboard.
So is that what's next for turn signal? You guys are developing these relationships and going down that I guess customer acquisition route?
Absolutely. Yeah, one thing I didn't mention is that the platform actually records as well as soon as you press that button. So immediately it starts recording with your front-facing camera. It saves to your personal cloud. We don't have access. The attorney doesn't have access. It gives the driver the autonomy. What we envision is a world where just like someone leaving their home picks up their wallet, their keys, they also pick up turn signal, or they use turn signal in their car and able to use their internal, external cameras of the within the vehicles to be able to record. For instance, if someone says, the officer says, hey, I need you to get out of the vehicle. Well, now you actually can use external cameras of the car to actually record the interaction as well.
Wow. That's incredible. So tell me, from the startup standpoint, there's always something that you guys have to do next, whether it's raising funds, acquiring customers. Typically, I want to say it revolves around acquiring new investors, right? Is that something that you guys have gone through? And tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we raised an initial seed round, which consisted of mostly friends and family. We did have some VCs in that round and some early stage angel investors. Since then, we've also raised a kind of bridge round into our Series A, which we're currently in the process of closing. We have about $1 million left in that round, which is really cool that we're able to scale in that way. But that's the money that we foresee us being able to use to really be able to continue down our product line and be able to actually get this into the vehicle.
That's awesome. I'm glad you shared that, because I'm sure there's some interested investors and entrepreneurs just listening right now that may want to reach out. So Andre, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. It was an absolute pleasure to learn about Turn Signal.
Thank you so much for having me, and keep up the great work.
Always, always. And thanks to our listeners for tuning into Tech Talk, the entrepreneurs and innovators who turn towards Iser Amper for audit, tax, advisory, and outsourcing solutions to help propel their business forward. Don't forget to subscribe to Iser Amper's podcast to listen to more Tech Talk episodes, and visit iseramper.com for more tech news that you can use.